This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back with today's social show that should have been yesterday.
Thursday morning social show.
I don't like it.
You don't like it? I like it right after, but yeah. It works today. What's up, Armand? You were in the gym, weren't you?
No. I went this morning. I was in the gym at 2 this morning.
Consider switching till 8 o'clock.
No.
Why?
I was there at 2 this morning.
What about midnight then?
What time do you go to bed?
I went to bed last night around 7:30. I woke up at 1:30.
You're an old man, Armand.
I know.
7:30.
Just like my grandpa.
7:30 to 1:30. I like the 5-hour thing, like 5 hours of sleep. But
what was it?
Well, 6 hours.
AARP, are they calling you?
No, the other one. They're socialists.
I like the other one. All right, guys. I guess I'll hop right into it. Eric, you want to do voicemails first or emails?
We can do emails.
We can go back and forth.
We can do that too.
Rock, paper, scissors, who goes first?
All right. 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Are we not civilized?
Yeah, I'm not a savage either. I just didn't
know
you had
to. Best of 1 or 3?
Just 1.
Right. 1, 2, 3, bang. 1, 2, 3, yeah. 1, 2, 3, yeah.
Gotcha. Fuck you. Oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, wait a minute. We never said who goes if who loses.
Oh, well, you get to pick if you won.
Oh, you go ahead then.
All right. So.
What a mature way to decide things.
And we did read The Harsh Reality, right? Because I posted that.
The doctor is in.
All right. This one's from AJ. It says, what's up, guys? Been listening to the podcast now for about a year and a half. And I got to say, this is easily the best paranormal / conspiracy podcast out there. Debatable.
I thought we were number 15.
That was arbitrary. Yeah. quality content and hilarious as well. Eric, Everett, and Armand got something brewing and it should keep on going. That's a fart. Is what that is, AJ.
Yeah, I was on my way to the toilet when I saw you guys. So
feel free if you want to go.
Yeah, I won't be responsible for any noxious vapors.
Smelled something. A bit.
AJ says if he was going to make a suggestion, it would be to have more guests on, like Nick again.
Well, Nick's a good guest. Yeah,
all right.
If you guys ever find yourself in Central California and need bomb weed that knocked down Building 7, yes,
we do need that. I'm going to Central California tonight then.
Going to Fresno? Fresno, I bet.
Sure.
Sorry, Eric, but my vote is Team Everett. Go suck toes, Armand. P.S.
Wow.
I talked all that shit about Star Trek, Everett, but it's true. Star Wreck, Fox Spock.
What's that mean?
Well, he's got a couple hashtags. Hashtag Star Wreck and then hashtag Fox Spock.
I guess he's not a fan.
I guess not. I mean,
Fox Spock is right.
But ironically, you don't even like the original series, right?
I do. I haven't watched it forever and haven't made it back around. Okay. It's just been too long. It's actually been probably 2 years, 3 years since I've went through.
What's your favorite?
Probably Deep Space Nine.
Deep Space, all right. I'll check them out.
You're up.
Well, I was going to say about the whole guest thing.
Okay, what?
I want to comment, Eric or I are kind of opposite sides of the fence on that.
I don't like having guests. Well, I like having a guest because it's like more of a conversation. It's not an interview, so to speak, but it's like when they're coming in trying to tell me, and it's like I can listen and ask questions, and it's more genuine.
Better.
It's more yeah, that's the problem with Everett not liking guests is because he doesn't like doing the
remote guest. Yeah.
Remote, yeah. It's just not as good a quality.
The flow is bad.
Right, you can't take cues. Like, if I'm done talking and I'm kind of, you know, I can kind of shoot Everett a little look and he'll pick it right up, and you can't do that over the phone.
Yeah, I mean, we're better as a triplo, you know, a trio.
As a Skype. But I like
Nick because Nick is used to podcasting too. You know, if you get the wrong guests, you know, somebody who should be who's speaking when they should be listening to me.
Or not ever speaking.
It's a big problem.
Not speaking is a problem we've had with a lot of guests too.
Yeah, too, right. You know, it's not for everybody.
I have a chick that's an aura lady that's going to come in.
That I can't wait for.
Read all our palms, tell all our futures.
When?
We just got to set it up. I've got her business card in the car. Met her at St. What is that? The West County Mall or whatever.
West County. Who's Alex? You're West County.
Huh?
Somebody wants, Victor wants to bring back out. Who's
Alex out? Is my friend, Alex Slow.
I don't know him.
He's a pretty Alex good cool. dude, man, and he's got a good knowledge base.
That's Odd Paul wants to see.
That's
Nick.
Like episodes.
Who
like
said that?
Old Nick of Time shit with Alex.
Victor Sanchez likes
we
Alex.
Did some surreal you know, Alex that's was right. the one that helped formulate the name.
Surreal Talk?
Yeah, don't you remember me texting you?
April came up.
We've had this argument before.
Yeah.
I got to admit, but Nick knows, I mean, because he lives this shit. He really does. I mean, I'm impressed by, I mean, I don't believe a word of what he says, but boy, I'm impressed at how well researched this bullshit is. Yeah. He gets into it, man.
He believes a lot of stuff.
He sure does.
To believe, like,
and he doesn't believe a lot of the stuff that, you know, we take for granted, which is interesting.
Right, definitely.
So I like the guy. I think he's a good
yeah, same
podcast.
Not saying that at all.
Before maybe a little bit.
Sometimes though, you can be like, "Hey man, is that really possible?" You know what I mean? Like, can you really do that?
I don't.
Nick, how many people would it take to cover that up? And when you start thinking logically about the stuff, it's kind of like, "Well, I don't know." But
I'd never say that was his strong suit. Logic. Yeah, but.
Sadly, that's lacking greatly in the conspiracy and paranormal community.
Yeah.
Logic. People suspend disbelief or suspend logical thinking because they want to believe. And I get that, but yeah. You can't go through life like that. You're going to fucking delude yourself.
No, you can. It's just you're in your own echo
chamber.
Well,
then you're deluded.
You're an echo chamber. You know what I mean?
Is that bad?
To be deluded?
Yeah.
I think so.
It depends on what you're deluded
about. So who does it hurt if you believe in the flat earth?
You know, to thine own self-nature.
Does it hurt anybody?
No.
Polonius, Hamlet.
There you go. So... be true to yourself, if anything. Always be...
maybe that's being true.
I'm
deluded. And,
be true.
Yeah.
Well, if you're fine being deluded, that's fine, but you're a fucking dickwad.
But like I said, but who does it hurt if you think... I mean, it's one thing if you think you're Jesus Christ or something, but if you think the Earth is flat, or you don't believe in evolution...
I mean, that's fine.
Global warming.
If you truly believe it, that's fine, but, you know, I mean, you gotta step back sometimes and really take a look at shit.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're bandwagoning, you know what I mean? Oh, I saw fucking 2 videos on flat Earth... and I think that's really cool sounding, and I'm bandwagoning, and now I'm going to fucking...
The flat earth conspiracy on the surface is a fucking beautiful conspiracy because it's like...
Is it?
Yeah, it really is because it's like... And that's the thing about, you know, conspiracy theorists, because we want to get ahead of things. We want to feel like we're not being lied to, you know what I mean? It's not... It's like, I know the truth, you know, where you don't. And that flat earth one really drives fucking that emotion in people, you know what I mean? And so people often overlook, like, some of the simpler...
Well, how about
gotchas
this? How about this? I just saw this on Facebook, and unfortunately, a friend of mine has some pretty bad health problems.
You need feedback with your headset that close to the mic.
Am I?
Going to. Real shortly. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway, and somebody was such and such. My mother's in the hospital asking for prayers.
Sure.
Is that somewhat deluded to you? I mean, you know.
No, I mean, if you're a Christian, you believe going out.
I know, but what does
it
hurt? We probably think it's a sort of
it's silly
delusion.
I'll send, you know, positive thoughts, so to speak.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Anything. Yeah, I hope that I don't even mind sending a message. Hope he's doing better, you know.
Yeah,
but tell him to hang in there. But
I don't blame people for asking
okay,
for prayers.
But, well, a lot of people would say that's delusional.
Well, any person with a religious belief is probably delusional. That's the thing about faith. You don't need to have proof to have faith. I mean,
that's exactly what that is.
Religion immediately throws logic out the window.
But people have to have something to believe in. I mean, otherwise, life doesn't mean anything to a lot of people. You know,
if life has to mean something for you, find it in religion, find it in a bottle.
Well, there are a lot of
matter.
Well, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people would probably go to drugs or booze if they thought the only thing about, you know, we have death and that's it. That's, infinity is, in, you know, you're done. That's it.
Well, you know,
life
has
no meaning.
What they ought to think is, well, I've got a short life. I better make it fucking good.
See, AJ's right. There's no such thing as a woman's orgasm.
I disagree.
It's scientifically impossible. You're
disagree.
Right, AJ.
I've witnessed many.
They were faking it.
I sincerely doubt that.
Anyway, oh, listen to the stud over
speaking
here.
Of woman's orgasm, me. Let's go to our first caller. Someone named Rebecca. So we
hey
got
guys,
here.
I just wanted to call and tell you that I love the show.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Everett, fuck you, Eric.
Yes.
Ooh,
you'll have that. I have a complaint, and it drives me so
crazy
that I had to call in
and
tell you about it.
Please say everyone. Please say everyone.
Me.
Speaking clearly into the microphone when you're reading something.
Okay, so that's me.
Oh, you.
Yeah, that's me.
Pretty yes. much Eric does it. And
thank you.
It's crazy because then I got to rewind and turn it up so I can hear what he's saying.
Don't bother, honey. He's not saying anything worth hearing.
Fuck you, Armand.
Don't waste your time. He's doing you a favor when he doesn't enunciate. We drink in every word and it's sickening.
Ah, come on. It ain't that bad.
Just come on. Oh, you want Nick back, I guess.
Okay. Well, I mean,
go get Alex.
I don't.
Well, she makes a good point.
No, she's not wrong at all. She's not wrong.
Sometimes you are a little garbled.
garbled.
He keeps jizz in his mouth.
That's not true.
WRNBC.
That's not true.
WRNBC.
Something else you witnessed, huh?
WRNBC.
Yeah, and cut the English accent.
Mate, I will never, ever cut the English accent.
WRNBC. Remember that? Howard Stern's Private Parts. Got,
oh, were, that's right.
They
yeah,
were trying
right.
to tell him how to say the car
right,
letters.
Right, he had to, right, he had to stress the, right.
And he's like, it sounds like you're saying it with semen. Anyway, here we go.
And turn it up so I can hear what he said. And, you know, that's lame, but.
Why would you want to hear what I have to say?
It's a video show, so speaking in the microphone is kind of important.
No, yeah, you're right.
Anyways.
I get it. I get it, lady, okay?
You're hearing from me again.
Oh, good,
so
good.
You need people leaving messages.
Yeah, thanks for
I'll
calling.
Keep letting you know how you're doing.
Please do.
Appreciate it.
And again, in case you didn't get that, fuck you, Eric.
No, we got it. Thank you, though.
That's all right.
Like her style.
It's worth repeating.
Yeah. What'd she say?
I almost forgot
she
it.
She said, fuck again, you, Eric.
In case you didn't get that, fuck you, Eric.
Yeah,
that's... Team, I didn't get that. Fuck you, Eric. Fuck you, Eric. Fuck you, Eric.
What? What did she say?
Eric. Fuck you, Eric.
You got some Eric. You got some shit on you, your shit Eric. On your chin. Got some shit on his chin.
Fuck you, Eric. Hmm.
Team who?
Jeez.
Fuck you, Eric.
It's stuck. I can't get it to stop.
Fuck you, Eric.
Team who?
Fuck you, Eric. Team Everett.
Oh, well.
Team Everett.
Yeah.
Just so, trying to make a point.
So I'm going to flip this over to Bluetooth while you're doing the next
okay.
email.
How come?
Because I don't like how quiet it is on fucking...
Okay, so I got the one. Next one from Tom with an amazing last name. I'm not going to give it out on air, but it's fucking amazing.
Was it his real last name?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey.
I don't like it.
hey, guys.
Tom, Armand does not like your last name.
I can give some personal experience with both being in jail and from working at a rehab. First, I spent 17 months in the county jail, and the system is broken. I met 5 people who were in there for months with $25 bail for a possession in the 7th of... I assume that's supposed to be 8th. Possession of an 8th of marijuana. No joke. So how many months? 5 months? $25 bail? What? Come on now. That can't be right.
What did he spend? What was
he
the
said,
sentence?
I met at five. Okay, so system is broken. I met at 5 people who were in 4 months with a $25 bail for possession in the 7th of marijuana. No joke. I assume he means
I believe
eighth,
it.
Because that's a common.
Yeah, it probably meant eighth.
Eighth of marijuana. Second, I work for a nonprofit rehab. I work overnight on evenings, and it's run by a priest. We have 50 guys, and almost all of them are in for heroin abuse, and most of them started with painkillers from getting hurt at work or something injury related. This is New York State. Love the podcast. Sorry about the grammar and any misspelling. Hey, brother, it ain't no big deal.
It is to me.
And I'm going to call you, brother, because your last name. So you just keep on keeping on, Tom.
Tom, brother. Thanks, Tom.
Is that yeah. It?
Hey, so we got a problem.
What's that? You didn't hit record.
No, I hit record, but that's kind of the problem. They were fucking around with the mixer, and they set it up on multi-track, so it takes up like 14 times the space,
oh,
and
God.
Our cards are almost full.
Already?
Oh, well, God. They never cleared it off after yesterday's show. So
what do we got to do?
I'm going to hit stop here in just a second.
And we'll just chill.
I'll go grab another card.
Okay. Yeah. Well, why don't we do it now?
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and do that.
Yeah. So
you keep talking.
Yeah, we're taking a small break.
I didn't know.
Because Everett's got to get a new card.
Still recording, so
well, Danielle says, is a 12-step recovery program religious? Religiously said? I didn't know there was a religion.
The people that follow it are religious about it. Yeah,
I don't know.
No, I mean, the first step's admitting you have a problem.
Well, I get that, but where's religion come in? What step?
Because there's, I don't remember which step it is, but it's you have to believe in a higher power. That's one of the steps.
Does it necessarily have to be God?
I mean, it says a higher power. So I wouldn't know if it's religion or whatever. But
yeah.
All right. I got a card. I don't know if it's full or not. I couldn't find Brian. Master of the cards.
They definitely do say that, though. And, here, I'll Google that real quick. What step is?
Going dark on the record in 3, 2, 1, and we're back. That was a quick card swap, everybody. Of course, we tried 2 different cards.
There's
about 4 minutes between start and stop.
But you'll never know that.
Unless you watch on YouTube. All right, you guys ready for another voicemail?
Sure. Yeah.
I hope I fucking hook this up right.
The record, higher power, step two.
Higher power, step two, what?
AA, NA. The second step is admit you have to give yourself
Donna,
to a higher
Donna
power.
Donna came.
Jesus.
She had a good...
I gotta find one.
AA is Wednesday night. We drank on our lawn and had AA people come tell us not to drink.
Bummer.
I believe it.
You know, you tell them.
It's kind of a dick move.
It's a free fucking country.
Yeah. If it's
bunch of killjoys.
No, I feel like that's AA. People were going there, and it's because it's a church, and they're going there to try to fucking.
Well,
stop
she didn't
drinking.
Say they did it deliberately. She said they were drinking on their front lawn, as any American shooter could.
And we've drank on our lawn, had AA people. Well, I guess if you're doing it on purpose, it's a dick move. Otherwise, it's like, well, they're a dick for fucking bothering you.
Yeah, like that's what I mean. Leave me the fuck alone.
All right, here we go. Let's see.
Get off my lawn. Alcoholic.
Victor says the same thing.
Hello, gentlemen.
Oh, nope, that ain't working. That ain't working. Hold on. Why is this not working?
It's because of your anus.
My anus?
Anus.
My anus is not hooked up correctly.
Output. Negatory, my.
Output. Where is it? Internal speakers. Why is that not showing up?
I'm disconnected
again. You want to read another voicemail while I'm fucking around with this?
Oh, I don't read the voicemail, yeah, so I read. I'll read an email, though.
You know what I mean.
All right. I do, man. All right.
Let's not niggle.
Hello.
Niggle.
Oh,
niggle.
No, this was the road trip thing. They got back to us, so that's not number one we read. Sorry about that. And, okay, next one is...
Hold on, I got to figure it out.
Another spam. Oh, okay, go ahead.
All right, which one was I on? It was an anonymous after... Oh, shit, I fucked it up.
Don't you fuck it up, Everett. All you guys that are mad at the fuck-ups here, just come on over to Team Eric. And
it's not worth it.
We'll welcome you with open arms. So I got the next email.
I got it.
Oh.
Hello, gentlemen. Oh, you son of a bitch. Is that still on my computer? Or is that in my head?
No, that's not in the headset. Play it. Listen. Hello, gentlemen. It's not in the headset. Are we down on the one that has to be
it? No, it's on. It just keeps disconnecting Bluetooth is what's going on. I don't know. I guess I'll plug it back in here. Plug it. Oh, back to this.
Here's your anus.
Anyway, here we go.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, Mike.
It is a pleasure to leave my first voicemail.
Is this the count? Is this Dracula?
I first want to say
that
I think you were both wonderful. The show is excellent.
Thank you.
What about Armand? We got to get him on the fucking thing or people are just going to keep dismissing him. He's a piece of shit otherwise.
Everett and Eric.
Yes.
And Armand.
Amazing host.
Thank you.
This is.
And then you have Armand to drink from. A well of knowledge.
A well.
As you're ready.
Thank you. I like him.
Perfect elements for a perfect show.
Wow.
Well,
5 stars.
I do wish to speak about one thing.
Oh, let's hear it.
The Area 51.
Uh-oh.
The raid.
Yeah.
Well, how disappointing was that?
Fucking
very disappointing, yes.
One of those people was supposed to show up.
Everybody was disappointed, but nobody can bitch about it.
Nobody showed
because
up.
Because every motherfucker that's disappointed
it's
about
like
it
It's like watching
didn't
a bad episode
go.
Of Jerry Springer. You know what I mean?
Victor says this is an old voicemail. Is it an old...
I don't think so, man.
Because the raid was when? The September?
Yeah, it was like a week. We talked about it 2 weeks ago on the show.
Yeah, I know. It's not an old voicemail.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. I fucked that up.
All those people were supposed to show up that.
Okay.
All those people were supposed to show up. All those people committed. And there, no one?
I know.
How many did show up?
1,500.
Yeah, 1,500 total. About 150 actually made the trek through the desert towards the gates. And they never
where are the other 1,500 stop? Where were they?
Yeah, there's like a festival, you know what I mean?
Oh,
they had all
that little party.
Man.
Funnel cakes.
Like,
yeah,
you want to go get arrested or you want to go drink some beer?
Right.
Smoke weed, but those smoke
weed. Yes.
Fried Twinkies.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
Potheads.
Inuses.
I think I know what you two would do.
I wouldn't go.
I'm smoking weed. Anyways.
I'd exploit somehow. I don't know.
Would people show up?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
It's desecration.
I agree.
Nonsense.
Man.
Cowards. No backbone. They all see it as a joke. But in reality, I think we all know.
Backbone.
There's really nothing there in Area 51. No. Why would they advertise it to everyone about Area 51 and then keep all the secrets there? No.
Right.
Honestly, all they probably did it was avoid a bad massacre for over nothing. Because you know they keep everything at Area 52.
I'm going to throw out a little PSA.
What?
The accents probably don't work on voicemails. Unless it's unless you're Lars.
Lars's was beautiful.
I like him too, though.
Sometimes it's really hard to understand these guys. These guys got a little background. No offense there, Mr. Anon. But yeah, it's kind of hard to understand you with this accent.
What if this is Lars doing a different accent?
Maybe. Fuck you, Lars.
Hey.
Come back to your regular accent, the one we loved you for.
Right, that's true. Hit it.
At least that's what I heard. But I read it on the internet.
I feel you there.
Anyways, that's enough rambling from me. I just want to say great show.
Thank you.
We appreciate
it. I'll see you around.
It was anonymous?
Yeah, that's
not too bad.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, that's a little concerning.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right,
could be lurking anywhere.
End of voicemail?
Or hit me with an email.
All right, so this email, excuse me, this email I got 6:30 in the morning the other day. No, 6:30 at night. Wonder why I only read it in the morning. Either way, it doesn't matter. 6:30, I got it, and I read it in the morning, and it was a revelation. So
an
it's from
epiphany.
Tony. It's from Tony, and it says, "Longtime listener from STL here, St. Louis. Not sure if you've seen this, but this guy is definitely your Lars caller. or someone is calling and imitating him. Either way, funny as hell. Love what you guys do. Keep it up, Tony K. So he sends a link.
I'm going to find that link real quick because I'm playing a little bit video. Of this guy.
Is that the one you showed me?
Yeah.
He links
He's
a video.
Pretty good.
Dude, that if this isn't the guy that is Lars is imitating this fucking guy.
Yeah, I'm going to find this real quick. Who is it from?
Tony.
Tony from St. Louis, huh? Tony Bologna?
SDL, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's got something there because that was spot on Lars.
I could do it right now. I mean, I'm there.
Yeah, we're not hooked up to the...
It would be just like this easy.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. Tony's See? Mail. Here we go. I found it.
Did you post it on the site?
There we go.
So everybody could make their decision?
Fucking ads, man.
You love YouTube, yeah? YouTube give you ads, I know.
Yeah, they could stick those ads up their anus. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I get for not using Chrome at the moment. Having
very frustrating.
Are we ready?
I work.
I'm gonna skip right in the middle.
Skip right in the middle, yeah.
Jennifer poops at parties.
Interesting start.
She poops at parties, so and people know this.
That sounds like it.
I poop at parties.
Sure sounds. That sounds like Lars.
People don't know because I close the door.
Sounds a lot like him, but I don't think it's him.
Jennifer goes to the party and then poops, but she do it so people know.
People know.
Where do she go for it? Does she visit a water closet and make door of the open so people may see and smell things?
Oh my God. He talks almost
see
exactly
smell
like
things?
The way he has the way he says shit.
Yeah, he's, yeah.
It's very close, but
boy,
I think Lars is an impersonator of that guy. I don't
They're
know.
Both geniuses.
It is
fucking
true.
Good.
There's nothing better than
funny.
A good German. Remember Mike Myers?
Is that a German? I don't know.
It's got to be German.
Swedish? I don't know.
It's German. Because there's certain things he said that they just are.
Sounds kind of Nordic to me a little bit, though. Like
did you
Danish,
say Dick?
Danish or something. Nordic.
Oh, what kind of Danish? Like a cheese on or a bear claw?
No, like from Denmark.
It's a joke, Armand. I get it.
Put your hat on.
From the Netherlands?
From the Netherlands, yeah.
Well, anyway. We have. That's who's our buddy from the Netherlands? Rutten?
Wouter van Putten.
Wouter.
Rutter, yeah. Where's he been lately?
He doesn't like me anymore. No, I don't know that for sure.
I'm going to go to this guy's YouTube channel real quick, and we're going to give it out.
He has interviews with celebrities. This guy's not our listener because nobody famous listens to us, and this guy's famous almost.
So this guy is Flula.
Flula.
F-L-U-L-A.
Flula.
Flula, just search that. I'm going to search it right now and just make sure this is what comes up. Flula.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. So check that guy out. You know, give him a
shot.
And his
videos are fucking hilarious too. So even if it's not fucking Lars, I subscribed to this guy because funny.
Yeah, I'm going to subscribe to him.
It was fucking great.
He gets a subscribe from Surreal Talk. That's for sure.
He gets a sub from Surreal.
His name is Flula Borg, a German man of adventure and music and many other items of dopeness.
Okay, so he's from America then.
Well, he says he's a German.
Do they
man.
Say dopeness in German? I mean,
probably.
Is dope a thing?
Dope's a thing everywhere, man.
Oh, well,
people
yeah.
smoke dope. Anyway.
People still call it dope?
Eh, not so much. Cromer. Cromer calls it dope.
He calls weed dope?
He's almost as old as I am.
Yeah, we always yell at him, hey, quit calling it dope. That's heroin. You know what I mean? Not weed.
But that's H, isn't it? Is that mud?
Mud? I never called. You heard anybody call heroin mud?
Horse. H, mud.
H, sure. Horse, sure.
Mud, I've heard.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Here's one from our good buddy, Kevin. There's a bit of a rattlesnake.
Step one.
Uh-oh.
Coming in hot.
Here it is.
Oh, step one bong rip.
Yeah, of course.
Makes sense. And that's the end of the voicemail, folks. Step one.
That's it?
He passed out.
Oh, is that the 12-step program?
That's step one.
There's more. I just thought that was funny.
Bong
I wonder
rips.
If he did that in a church.
Shit, sorry.
Oh, yeah, fucking shit. All the smoke on my computer.
Oh,
it's fine.
Team Tonga.
Team Tonga.
So that was the only step.
All right, there's no more Team Tonga. All right.
Oh, she gets her own team. Jeez. She's getting shirts before
She's
you.
She's more popular than we are.
That's true.
Speaking of,
well,
online,
that was it. There's only one step. Step one.
Speaking of online merch shops.
Yeah, it's
I can call you out.
I better get her permission.
Do another
first.
Voicemail here, real quick. Because you're running low on emails, I see.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Danica here.
What's up,
hello.
Hi, to the after show from the War on Drugs podcast that was just
that.
Put out. And how have you only seen the ocean three times, Eric? Where the fuck is St. Louis?
It's in the middle of the country.
It's my French, but I feel like I see the ocean every other day.
Where
I'm
does
from
she live?
California.
Oh,
California.
Okay.
Yeah, we're only about 1,500 miles or 1,000 miles from the ocean, but you know.
Yeah, I don't get out that way that much.
California, so that may make a difference.
It's like,
I wanted to say that I finally saw your guys' faces for the first time after listening for,
and?
I don't know, maybe like 4 or 5 months now. And I thought, Armand, I thought you'd be like way more Jeff Goldblum-y. And
I don't know what that means.
He is fucking Jeff Goldblum-y, though.
No, I've been accused of that. A lot of people say I look like him.
Yeah, now that you mention
him and Howie Mandel before he went bald. I'm following him up.
You a germaphobe, too?
More Goldblum.
Is he a germaphobe? No.
Howie Mandel's a fucking huge germaphobe. Yeah, he won't even shake people's hands most of the time.
He's talked about it on Stern a few
times. No, I look like Joe Girardi, the manager of the Cubs.
What about Gary
Gaetti? Catcher.
Kind of look like Gary Gaetti.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't look like Gary.
No.
Andy Pettit.
You do got a little Joe Girardi look, yeah.
I actually, when I was in podiatry school, I got laid because the gal thought I was Joe Girardi and he was playing for the Cubs.
And you didn't tell her any difference.
I told her, no, I'm not.
I'm not.
No, really, I did.
Quotation.
Finally says, well, all right.
Especially if my wife asks. That's what you got to do. Like,
yeah,
oh,
Mrs. Girardi.
I finally gave in and said, you're right, I am.
All right, I'm going to do another quick one. We got an 8-second one here from a Joey English, which is kind of scary. Oh, wait, Danica wasn't done yet. Hold on.
Not. I don't know. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
I just either.
I needed to say it. Fuck Eric. Again, I feel
that's
bad
a good thing.
That,
and it need to be
all
said.
The females that fuck Eric today.
I know they hate him.
But I have to.
Telling my ex-wife.
Fuck Eric. Fuck Eric. Fuck Eric.
It keeps getting stuck on
fuck
a loop
Eric
whenever people say that.
Again, I feel bad for saying that, but I have
why?
To.
Why?
Don't, honey.
Team Everett.
Team Everett. Well,
you
that's
don't
a
have
bad
to feel
choice,
bad
but
for saying fuck Eric. Not at all.
Yeah. No way.
That shit happens.
So I wonder how she imagined me. I mean, I probably...
Jeff Goldblum, she said it.
But
she
I thought I am gold. That's what I thought. I look like
it's
him.
It's not too far off. You don't sound too much like him, but...
No, he's...
Can you do a Goldblum impression for me, please?
I don't think
so. Give us
so.
A little Life Will Find a Way. Life finds a way.
I can do The Fly.
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, shit. Now I see the Jeff Goldblum for sure. I forgot about The Fly movie.
Somewhat in the middle of the movie.
God damn it. Not
at the very end.
Yeah. He's where he's like...
Yeah.
You know, he's all fucking weirded out.
Ooh, that's disgusting. He's
getting his fucking head blown off by a shotgun.
That was a good movie. I like that movie.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for telling me.
Did you ever see the second one? The
no.
Sequel?
Do we? Oh.
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Yes.
It's we can, not bad. It's
we
about
can
his
legally
kid.
Procure
so
that.
So she was pregnant, Gina Davis.
Oh, yeah. I read
she gave birth to the next Brundle
another
fly.
Another fly?
Yeah. Well, he grew up really, really fast and shit. And
he was a bot fly?
No, he was a Brundle fly.
Oh.
All right. Here's Joey English.
Okay, go ahead.
So he was Seth Brundle fly.
I'm not as tall as Sassy. That's correct.
Joey English.
Can you hear me, mate?
Sent an empty voicemail.
What's
Joey
up,
English sent that?
8 seconds of fuzz. I guess he's saying that's all I got to say to you. You want to do another email or
yeah,
you want to hear Canadian
I was just
Keith?
Reading. No, I'll do an email. Hang on one sec. Donovan, how cool would it be to get a YouTube Lars on here and leave a voicemail and maybe our Lars would get back to the voicemails? That would be cool. Creepy guy who's always at the local VFW.
I think they're talking about me.
Wait a minute.
That's me.
I could see that.
I'm not creepy.
The fucking little, Armand. Just a little.
All right. All right, gang. Am I creepy? Come on.
Can we get a show of hands here?
Is this a creepy face?
Everybody's creepy to somebody.
Type F if he's creepy.
Yes. So here we go. I guess I...
See if
right.
he... Yeah.
Okay.
All right. From
folks
this
are
one,
in.
This says, Police Stuff and Things from Light Peach. Anonymous Negro.
Native Pride. I'm Team Armand, but yes.
But he is creepy,
no.
Right?
God's creation. No.
Nah, it's going to go back and forth. I think.
I bet Lamar, but I don't think I'm creepy.
50-50.
I see the show just started. I grew up outside Milwaukee in a town of 12K between the ages of 14 and 17. The house was raided 3 separate times by the local police department. Each time they would trash the house looking for drugs and et cetera.
Et cetera.
I would try. I'm improving. I'm trying.
Et cetera.
But did he say and et cetera? Because you don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's more like comma.
Yeah, just et cetera.
The first 2 times they found nothing, but the last time they raided the night before, I was looking to pick up. Oh, they raided the night before he was looking to pick up, but I couldn't find any. The police found 1/4 ounce at eye height on a bookshelf. Really? I know for 100% there
was mine.
Nothing on the bookshelf the night before. Like, look, here's the thing about people that smoke pot. You know where your fucking pot is. Yeah, 1/4? You want to lose 1/4?
I have. But... to be fair, sometimes I have like 6-7 bags of weed, just like kind of here and there.
So I got a friend that does the 50. Anyways, that's a different show. I know 100% there was nothing there on the shelf the night before.
I found 1/4 bag.
They wanted to find stuff so bad, they would sit in a squad car 2 houses down from us. I thought that was pretty harassment-like. We were pretty bad kids, and we were always getting into trouble. Reminds
me of Kevin's Black Suburbans, but it's a whole other thing.
Oh, actually, yeah, no, he's just saying that they were young kids, they were always getting in trouble, and the fucking police harassed them, and they even planted dope in the house. In Armand's terms, dope. Weed. Dope. I would assume. He doesn't say anything about what it was, but it says a quarter ounce, and I would, you know, assume weed.
Oh, we have an update, too. Did you see she got 10 years?
She got 10 years?
She got 10 years, yeah.
Well, that's better than
Did you see her hug the guy's brother?
Did she really?
It's pretty touching, man.
And did you cry?
No, but they did.
Oh, okay.
Would you would you hug a woman if she shot Everett?
Yeah, would you do that?
I think you would.
Me?
Yeah.
Not a fucking chance,
you'd
dude.
You'd no, be like, I want to do that for so long. Couldn't get a room.
They wouldn't. I'd be the guy. Never mind.
Is he in your will? How much does he get?
I don't have a will.
Who's the beneficiary? I get it all.
Your wife would be.
I get it all. Well, wait, what?
My wife would be my
wife, of course.
What the fuck? Oh, yeah, all right.
Fine. You know, I want her to bury me. Or whatever she wants to do. Honestly, if we're talking about what I want when
cremation.
I'm dead.
Cremation.
Not even that.
Make me a tree.
What do you want? What do you want to do?
A tree's fine, but I'm thinking a small hole in the forest or whatever. Just toss me in there, toss the dirt loosely back on top of me.
I just want my body
and let me decompose.
Thrown over an overpass into oncoming traffic.
I can take care of that for
you. Hey, did you see that?
You don't have a wife now to make sure that happens. I'll take care of you.
I read that about a guy that did that. He killed his wife. He went nuts, killed his wife, went to an overpass.
Threw her off?
No, he killed his wife. Went to an overpass, shot himself in the mouth, fell off the overpass and killed the driver and landed on driver and killed
fucking
her.
Fucking efficient.
That's bad luck.
You could strangle your wife. Sorry, April, I'm not talking about you specifically. You could strangle your wife and take her to a bridge and throw her off the bridge. When she falls down, it's not like she committed suicide. Not you strangled her.
No,
yeah,
because
there's a gunshot.
Oh, that.
You strangle her. Right? Yeah, you could probably
asphyxiation.
But you give her a drug.
Hold till she dies.
You could still tell that.
Hopefully she gets ran over.
Give her a drug. Give her, you know, knock her out. Knockout pill.
See, because there's a thing called cause of death.
That's a good point.
The coroners are, you know, like, that's what the fuck they do.
Science.
Is figure out a cause of death. So, like, they can
cause
tell
of death
you
ran over by 18-wheeler.
Or even if you get run over, they can tell if you were strangled.
I don't know, man.
That's what I'm saying. You use a drug, though. You knock her out. I don't know. You know, Valium or something. She could have
it. It'll be in her system.
True.
If she doesn't have a prescription for it, it's automatically a red flag.
Might be under Valium, though. Yeah.
You want to go to a bridge?
I don't know. I don't want to murder anybody.
Oh, okay.
We're not talking about you doing it.
Yeah, I don't have a wife.
Yeah, right.
I don't need to murder anybody.
Do you want a Valium?
Only you married guys think about murder.
Would you like a Valium?
A Valium?
Yes. And would you like to visit a bridge?
It works, though. I'll tell you that.
I don't think I've ever
diazepam.
I wrecked my fucking car on Valiums before.
I've had people that are scared to death, like just a toenail surgery.
I've never
take a couple Valium, and they're like, "Oh, that's cool, man."
Really, I have to get some.
Go ahead, doc.
It's just like it's like a milder
sedative.
Oh, it's not like a Xanax because it's not as fucking.
Like Vicodin,
I don't remember. No, it's the same as Xanax.
Same
but
family.
I'm talking about getting a little more specific.
I think
specific.
Xanax, what, Alprazolam?
Yeah, it's different because that's like a I don't remember shit.
Well,
and
it makes
this is
you
like
loopy.
A,
yeah,
I'll take both. Can I have one of each? Two of each.
No, you get 5 milligrams of diazepam.
Can you subscribe or prescribe me some of these?
I took 410s and wrecked my car.
Dilazepams?
Diazepam.
Diazepam?
We'll talk about it later.
Pam. Anything with Pam on the end of it is
Pan or
benzodiazepine.
Benzodiazepine.
Could you help me with this Pam situation?
Yeah. Diazepam.
Pan. I feel like you're P-A-M-N.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
All right. This is, wait.
This is your voicemail. We got Canadian Keith on the hook here. At least he's not back to UKadian Keith, which is.
I didn't think it was bad.
Canadian was much better.
All right, let's hear it.
Obligatory bong rip.
Ah.
Yeah. I hear the flick.
Oh, yeah. I miss that.
How can you miss a flick?
I smoke 2 zongs in the morning. I smoke 2 zongs at night. I smoke 2 zongs in the afternoon. It makes me feel all right.
Smoke 2 zongs
in time of peace.
Into
in time of war. I smoke 2 zongs before I smoke 2 zongs. And then I smoke 2 more.
Smoke cigarettes.
Where's this from?
Day she
What's
dies.
Up, guys? It's Canadian Keith.
You never heard the song Sublime, Smoke 2 Joints?
It's actually a remake from Bob.
Really?
I shouldn't say Marley. I don't know if that's the right. It's a remake. It is definitely a remake, though.
Really?
Smoke 2 Joints is, yeah.
Hold on, let's find out real quick.
They didn't write that. They didn't pioneer that.
Bob Marley, Smoke 2 Joints. I was not
Bob
aware
Marley?
Of that.
Bob Marley?
Oh, it was originally written by the Toys.
Which Toys? Blocks, Legos, Lincoln Logs, what?
Chris K and Michael K. Written by Chris K and Michael K.
Chris Kattan. Nice.
Huh. Richard Cheese covered it. You know Richard Cheese? He's the lounger singer that does all the covers.
No.
Really good stuff.
Wayne Newton?
No. I'll play for you later. He's really good.
Okay. Back at it again. I just wanted to call and say, Team Armand, Team Eric, Katie and Keith called to say, fuck you, Everett.
Good man.
And peace out, everybody. Get baked to you, and brother. Stay high.
Always.
And a happy fuck you to you, Keith.
Hey, hey.
What?
Don't be petty.
Nate, this isn't petty. This is a happy one.
Look, Nate's hip, 40 Ounce to Freedom album. That's exactly right, Nate. It was song three, I believe, three or four.
What the hell's Richard Cheese?
It's Dick Cheese.
He was a lounge singer. He put out a couple albums doing covers of other people's songs, but loungy.
Looks like the votes are in. I am creepy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you get used to me.
Let's see. Hold on a sec here. YouTube. We'll do a quick Richard Cheese of Richard Cheese. How about Hot for Teacher? You know that song?
I've got it bad. So that needs to go on my hair list. Damn.
Let's see.
Had a really good playlist. I'm fucking with Armand.
Starts out with a little bit of drums, you know?
Yeah, I like it.
It's true lounge, though. Got the piano.
Nice.
Instead of the guitar.
That's interesting.
Yeah, dude.
Who sings this that we know?
This is originally Van Halen.
Van Halen.
We don't really know Van Halen, though.
Yeah, we do.
Sounds like the big bands or something.
It's a lounge. You know, it's a big lounge sax, seven or eight people, you know what I mean?
Well, that's like a big band. Big band, I think you have to have 10.
All right.
Hey, that's not bad.
No, man, Richard Cheese.
ZZ Tops-ish, kind of.
Lounge Against the Machine is the...
Who's singing?
Richard Cheese. Teacher needs to see me after school.
Yeah, I'll pass on that.
Come on, that shit's great.
Thanks, Native Pride.
I don't know, I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, it's already in there. Okay, cool. All right.
Down with the Sickness was a good one. Fucking Richard Cheese does so many good covers, man.
Yeah.
You guys don't know how Bob Marley died? You know what killed him?
Mm-mm. Cancer?
On his toe.
It wasn't
He had one of those black stripes, the old melanoma.
Hold on. What's the stripe in the fingernail mean?
Well, most of the time it's benign, but his was definitely a melanoma. He didn't want to get it treated.
My kid has that.
It's a Bowes line,
straight line. Yeah,
usually they're harmless. Yeah.
Usually. Take her to the doctor.
Yeah, I get a look there. I can look at it for you.
It's really?
Yeah, I'll take a look at it.
All right, bet. I would bet
100%. 99% of it, but his wasn't, and he didn't want to get treated.
Would you mind looking at my anus?
Sure.
Throwing it out there. All right, I got a voicemail from Anthony.
Morning, guys. Morning. Anthony from Indiana again.
Hello.
Yeah.
No, I haven't chosen a team. Yes, I know Indiana sucks.
That's true.
I never said Indiana sucks. I said a bunch of Hoosiers.
So he's left a voicemail before.
Did you say something about Indiana?
Yeah,
what's your problem?
Well, they don't respect time zones for one. That's fucking wonky.
That's
right
fair. Off. Yeah, so. I agree there.
I like it.
They're a bunch of Hoosiers.
The state isn't on daylight savings, right?
Get with the fucking program. You're not two different states. You're one state. Pick a time zone and stick with it.
Hey, well, we're from Illinois. What are we talking about? Chicago makes all our fucking decisions.
I get it. They're right on the edge of the Eastern time zone. I get it. It's kind of inconvenient to where you're
kind of in between there.
But at the same time, fuck you. That's just
we ought to have do we have a time zone show? Because daylight saving is the stupidest thing of all time, in my opinion.
I don't think it's the stupidest.
How about just fucking, we can do a fuckery show, just miscellaneous fuckery.
Okay.
So you know what that would turn out to be? You know what really grinds my gears?
Yeah.
America?
That's exactly what it would be.
You grind my gears.
That's all right. Some people need a time to vent, purge.
Yeah, but I don't know. Anyway, here, Anthony, we get rid
of pleasantries, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What would really happen if people decided to raid en masse at Area 51 is a combination of what both of you were saying. The attempt to be made to make arrests and come to a peaceful resolution, but they have signs posted all the way around that facility that authorize lethal force.
I'm just saying, you been there?
Area 51? No, I
haven't.
Well, he says there's signs around.
You can look at that on the internet, though.
I can make a fucking Photoshop today, put it on the internet, and say Area 51 gates. And people
come on in.
Yeah.
Free aliens.
Yeah, free aliens.
Clap them cheeks, bitch.
And people
don't feed the aliens.
That on. You're a smart one, Armand.
Yeah. Comes to shove, it's a mentality of either you go home or I do. And from being in that situation,
that reminds me so much of Captain Kirk. And I'm not the one. It sucks I'm making the Star Trek reference here.
I don't get it.
Well, what's that? What do you mean?
Either they're going down or we are. Kirk out. That's he's addressing the ship in the movie, and he's like, you know,
in the remake.
Oh, yeah,
that's not a real
not,
Trek.
Not the William Shatner one. Yeah.
No, of course not. No, that's Chris Pine. But that's that right. That line fake right track, there yeah. Always got me. Like,
what does he say?
He says, we've tracked Nero's ship to here. We're going to intercept. He says, either we're going down or they are. Kirk out. That's like that's the last. The ending of him addressing the entirety of the ship is like. We're fighting no matter what happens.
I got the ego to put all your lives in jeopardy.
Yeah, I like.
Against this giant ship and this guy from
the future.
I like
how they portrayed Kirk in that movie.
I didn't. He was fucking horrible.
Well, that's probably because You didn't like the you know, original Star Trek. Was he like Kirk?
No, he was not really like Kirk at all.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, I got to... Oh, we're still in that one.
Here, yeah.
Abroad, it's going to be me.
He's saying if it's now, me versus you, it's going to be me.
Area 51, because I don't.
Yeah, you do. He worked, this fucking guy works for Area 51.
But end of the day, authorization of lethal force.
Yep.
That's the game stopper.
It's not really a game, though.
How you want to get into why we're so secretive of what's there, I can't tell you. I don't believe that it's a big alien cover-up conspiracy done by the United Nations or some other conglomeration of governments.
What do you think it is then, guy?
For the sake of just hiding them because they think we couldn't handle it. I do think that if we do know about aliens, we are suppressing it for the same reason that we suppress other things that we found.
Would be
that don't fit within the commonly accepted historical timeline. I like to call it the suppressed history conspiracy.
I like it.
Maybe.
Possible. We have multiple artifacts that we have found that don't fit.
Pause right there. This guy's not wrong about here. See the hammer and stone?
Well, we were talking about that.
There's tons of shit that
civilization handle this if there indeed there are. How would they react?
Well, what he's talking about is how there's artifacts that don't fit the timeline at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like they found a hammer. Yeah, it's like a 200-million-year-old rock.
And then they found like a 50-million-year-old fucking
cassette tape.
No, it's a little carving of a human. You know what I mean? Like they could. It was,
there's all kinds of little weird things that just don't fit the timeline.
There is a theory that there have been multiple ancient civilizations that died out, buried, or whatever. And
right, well, the crust of the earth has turned over.
Yeah, we would never know. Like so, like if we all died out today. Like the crust would turn it over 25,000 years or whatever.
No, no, way more.
Well, whatever. Give them.
But they say 25,000. There might not even be. There being so many plants and everything overrun that there might
be hard to see.
Very little evidence of us.
I mean, like, what's the oldest structure on Earth that we can tell is the old? Like, we know we can look at.
It would be more like the
Great Pyramid, maybe.
Well,
that's only 3K.
I'm
going to
go a little different. You can go into Mesopotamia. You can go in Mesopotamia and see the old like civil or settlements they had. Like, just more or less the outlines where some of the rocks.
How long ago was the fucking volcano that
Pompeii? Like 2,000 years ago.
No, 79
AD.
Oh, it was like almost 2,000. 1,900 years.
I'm just saying, like, and that's all you can see. All that shit. What about the Nazca lines? Ever get a determination on when those were?
That's pretty new, though, too.
Are they?
Yeah,
okay.
Way newer than any of that
Sphinx?
Stuff. Sphinx?
Yeah, well,
is...
Well, I think the pyramids are a little
after
older
the
than
Sphinx. Yeah.
Yeah, the pyramids are older.
Yeah. Did you know that Cleopatra, for instance, lived closer to now than when the pyramids were built?
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Did you know that Tyrannosaurus Rex, we live closer to them than they live to Stegosaurus?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, too.
66 million years.
Yeah, give or take a couple days.
Something like that. Next
12,000 year human civilization timeline.
Okay, okay.
Yet we either A, discount them as forgeries or out of place artifacts, or we go so far.
Well, it's kind of like a missing link in the evolutionary thing.
Giants.
Like, if you don't have what comes before and what comes after it, it's just a weird anomaly until you can kind of, you know, say, here's where it fits in
the
timeline.
Bro, we haven't found the next skull yet or the one before it, but we know where it's at.
Right. I mean, it didn't just fucking come out of nowhere.
God made this. Monkey
slow down,
man.
Slow down now with the God made it thing. But.
As to try to shoehorn them into that accepted timeline. Because personal belief, if we're outside of that accepted timeline, we have officially eradicated religion, which we've all discussed, is essentially the opiate.
Let's be fair. It's not too hard to poke holes in most religions.
Right.
So, you know.
Well, it's a matter of faith. I mean, well,
you
it's not supposed to make sense.
You got to look into them because I don't know a lot about, you know, being a Jew or anything, but I imagine there's the same holes as Christianity.
I'd say you do.
Of the masses.
That's circumcised and all.
It's a show for you guys.
Speak for yourself.
You really should look into all the things that we're suppressing historically.
I'm putting it on the doc.
Suppressed right? technology?
I'm on the office, so y'all have a good one.
All right.
We'll talk later, I'm sure.
Take it easy,
we
Anthony.
We will.
Who
you
was
have
that?
A good one.
Anthony.
Anthony.
Maybe Tony. I don't
Anthony.
Know.
All right.
Anthony.
Aztec pyramid found 2 years ago dates 15K. Wow, that's...
Aztec now.
I don't think so.
Not
before
Aztec.
The Aztec. Olmecs, Toltecs. They were,
yeah, yeah. No.
Aztecs.
Aztecs are relatively new.
Yeah. I got to look at that.
Somewhere in Mexico, you might have found a 15,000-year-old pyramid.
Yeah.
It wasn't Aztec.
Right. Olmec.
Olmec,
maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, even Olmecs aren't that
They're
old.
Not all that easy. Yeah. Yeah.
When was the Olmec civ?
Like 700?
something like that. Nope, 1,200 to 400. Hmm. That's a far cry. That's 3,500 years at best, 3,200 years at best.
1,200 to 400 BC.
I got suppressed history on the document.
15,000 years. That's long. Yeah.
So
I can check that one out.
Let's do oldest.
I'm going to read a voicemail real quick. Okay, go ahead. God damn you. This is from Kelly. It says, hey guys, okay, so when I was a kid, I remember winters with a lot of snow. The ditches were full, roads were always covered, buses would get stuck, you know, lots of fucking snow. Nowadays, there doesn't seem to be nearly as much snow. It's probably because of global warming, Armand.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you might be able to make a snowman twice a winter if you're lucky. I'd like to know what Armand thinks is the reason for this. Where is the snow, Armand?
Natural cycles of the earth.
If there's no such thing as global warming, where is the fucking snow?
Good question. There's no such thing as anthropogenic global warming.
Now, can you explain that?
Yeah, the earth... cycles of the sun. It's a variable star.
So it's not the warmer. Earth cycle, it's the sun cycle.
Sun and the planets have something to do with it too.
It's tilt of the earth.
Of the earth, Milankovitch cycles, which is the orbit of the earth, but mostly it's the sun.
Emissions made from cars and other things.
Yeah, definitely. CO2.
Okay. Well,
methane from cows.
Man-made killing of things, get warmer, CFCs. Things
get, hang around long enough, you'll get the snow back, believe me, and more.
To be fair, I mean... Yeah, it's hard to say on such a short amount of time that we're in the middle of a fucking real warm up.
We are in a warm up. It's been for the last.
But
we've been a warm up for 10,000 years. We're coming out of an ice age.
In 3 years from now, it could be right back as cool for another 20 years, and we could be like, oh, we're heading towards another ice age. It's too short of an amount of time to say this is an actual geologic caused or humanity caused warm up. You could probably say it's a little humanity caused, but
there are local effects, of course, but. CO2 does not cause global warming.
Well,
period.
Thank you.
Unless I get funding, Dr. and then Chico. It does. Yeah. Well,
unless I get funding,
right? Give me $1 million, and I'll say it just like the rest of these bogus scientists.
You make half a million a year for 2 years, and what do you come up with?
Not after taxes.
Let me ask you this: how would you, if you were going to make an investment?
Okay.
And how would you invest $1 million, Armand?
I would have said the stock market before I lost $1 million.
How would you invest $20,000 to make a bunch of good money? Just a bunch of money.
You got to take a big risk. $20,000 to make how much? To double it?
Doesn't matter. How much?
Yeah, crack cocaine. Yeah.
Well, if you just try and make $500, it's okay. No problem.
Well,
if you're trying to make $20,000, double it, you might as well go to the damn casino. What are you going to do? How are you going to make that kind of money?
Yeah,
in what time period?
It's a good question.
Buy a bond, you know.
A month.
25 years, it'll double.
A month, you could double $20,000.
In a month. Sure, but it's going to be risky.
Yeah.
I just told you, go to the casino. Put it on red. Take your shot.
I would have said black, but.
Green. I don't care.
Put it on green. Double of the zero.
If you're willing to risk it. Yeah. I mean, I can give you some stocks too, but they're more or less just as risky.
Really?
Let's pound through. You got any more emails?
No, that's it. I got about
10 more voicemails.
All right, well, let's hear.
Wow.
Here's another one from Kev. Maybe. Do I got volume?
Here's an update.
I fucked that up.
That's in my house. What's good? Here's an update on the ghost that's in my house.
Who's this?
This is Kev.
The other day, when I walked out of my bedroom, the stairs that go downstairs lead right to the front door.
Uh-huh.
Pretty common.
I've been in your bedroom, remember, Kevin?
In the room across the hall
from me.
She's been having sleep paralysis for her entire life. She says she gets it almost every single night and always sees that sort of shadow person entity. So the morning that I came out of my room, it was all dark. It's probably 3 o'clock in the morning, and I look down to the front door, and there is a shadow person down there, and it's definitely the figure of a person. It scared the shit out of me.
Really?
The craziest thing was that it looked straight up at me. I could see it move itself, look at me, and rushed up those stairs towards me, and all the air around me got real cold, and I knew it was around me. I don't play those fucking games with these ghosts. I was hungry, pissed off, and wanted a glass of water, so I just sort of walked through it. My roommate said she heard me come out of my room, and then she saw the person too, and she was having sleep paralysis. Her door was open. And our other roommate downstairs, she's never had sleep paralysis ever in her life. I mean, ever. We never even talk about it with her. And the last 4 nights in a row, she's been saying she's been having a bad sleep paralysis, like trying to scream for help to us, can't move. It's the spirit in this house. I call it a demon. not in the biblical sense. I call it a demon because I think it's a spirit, but it was never a human before.
So it's a dickhead.
Is that what a demon is?
Yeah, demons were never humans.
Oh, is that how it goes? Yeah, okay, yeah. I didn't know that.
I think it wants to be human. It wants life. Anyways, I'm going to keep these updates going because this house is fucking crazy haunted. All right. Team Tonga, have a good one.
Team Tonga, baby.
She's winning today.
Yeah, boy.
Well, he did the last Team Tonga.
Oh, did he? Though. Man.
This next one's from our good
still
friend
two votes.
And lover, Ocho Babe.
Oh, no. He left a voicemail.
Hey, folks, this is the Ocho Man. I just got to tell you guys, I wasn't part of this.
He's talking about yesterday, the idea for yesterday's show with the police.
Oh, okay.
The Ocho Man heard this in the car while we were doing our little driving.
It means we were getting stoned.
Enjoying life. And I was totally stoned. Against it then. And I'm
we're like, Ocho Man, what do you think of this idea for a show?
Oh, like, no, you guys shouldn't do that, you know? I don't think that's a fucking good idea. Like, you know?
I'm right. Against it now. Hey, you cops out there, I know there's fucking 98% of you guys do a hell of a good job, and that's we love we you. Said. That's that 2% that gets this fucking podcast
one
show
out of 50
rolling.
Ain't bad.
So that's what we're talking about. And I'm not part of it, though.
What?
He's just making sure the world knows he didn't have anything to do with the show.
I think the world knew that.
I'm pretty sure.
What do you mean he didn't? He came over there and started waving. He was part of the show.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to talk to people about that, too. That's got to stop.
What?
Anybody coming up that window know, while we're doing
we
a show.
We need just one of those, like, a fucking blind.
Well, the blind, you can't be in the side, though. And that's kind of a problem, too. If there's a show going on, don't fuck with the people doing the show.
I agree.
I'm going to send out an email today about that. Because it was really annoying yesterday, honestly. I love the Ocho Man, but you can't come in there whenever I'm on a fucking roll talking.
We were doing a live video the other day, and the same thing happened.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'm trying to fucking put a show on.
Okay, be a little put an end to that.
Yeah, be professional. Anyway, here we go. This is from our good friend Native Pride.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, hey,
doing
hey,
some
hey.
Day drinking today. Fuck
sure,
ever. Team
right.
Motherfucking Armand.
Ooh.
Mm. That's kind of cool. What was the end of that voicemail?
Good man. That's
no,
it?
I'm just kidding. No, he's like,
yeah, let's hear the man.
He's got like 10 minutes of voicemail here we're going
to
go through.
Wow. I'm calling in because I saw the post on Facebook and I just wanted to
they work.
Tell a little story about something that happened to me and a group of friends a couple years ago. I was about 21, 22. I was around 21. Got my concealed carry.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
My buddies lived on the north side of Milwaukee. And if anybody that knows the Milwaukee area,
Milwaukee.
It's not the greatest area. It's neighborhood by neighborhood. But
it's Algonquin for the good land. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Milwaukee.
Of course.
Oh, is that what that
yeah,
is?
It's from Native America.
Huh. Well, now you know.
It's not. It's not the best. So it was me, my now wife, my two best friends. And just for some context, my two best friends, one's a tall, lanky black guy. And the other is, he's Hmong.
Hmong?
Two best friends since fucking middle school and high school. There's, he's like Hmong.
Hmong. It's
what's that mean?
Asian.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever see the movie, Clint Eastwood, Gran Torino?
Yeah.
Where he had those people, those Asians that were living close to him, they were Hmong.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's like around Thailand or Indochina or something.
Cambodia. Hmong,
yeah, I heard
there.
That. Right, right, of course. Hmong, yeah, with an H, the correct.
Two best friends since fucking middle school and high school. So anyways, we're trying to figure out, like, you know, we want to smoke this blunt that we got because my buddy's going through some tough shit. Sure. Well, the one still lives at home. So he doesn't want to smoke in the house and whatever, just dumbass kids. And we developed this dumb plan to walk the neighborhood smoking a fucking blunt.
Well, that's a great plan.
Even though we knew that there was cops patrolling and all that shit.
Uh-oh.
So we're walking and then this fucking cruiser passes us and I'm like, oh shit. I look at my wife and she had the blunt. So I said, give it to me because we're going to get fucking rolled. And she's like, oh, okay. So I took it and the cop car passed one more time. So right when they passed, I flicked it, got rid of it. They came up behind us, fucking right in front of us, almost ran my buddy over, the tall black kid, almost ran him over. They all, three of them jumped out.
I think not.
Yeah, right.
Let's start with the tall black kid.
Right, so take him out first.
Out of this,
this is from the police brutality show, or police misconduct, right. So, you know. These jokes are allowed.
This is very timely.
Squad car and my buddy's freaking out. He doesn't know what to do. And you know, just picture this big tall black kid fucking arms up in the air spinning around like just fucking confused. And in that that amount of time, my Hmong buddy disappeared. Literally, like the fucking Viet Cong or
something. That's the smart one.
Like some
the
Vietnam shit disappeared into the bushes.
I think the black guy would have seen the writing on the wall, but like, I'm out of here.
First time he drove by, I'm like, no, fuck this.
Yeah, I'm going to go stand under a street light looking conspicuous.
It was gone. And I'm thinking, like, what the fuck is going on? You know, and I'm like, shit, I'm smoking. I got a CCW. I'm fucking packing and I'm breaking the law right now. So I tell the cops, like, hey, guys, I got to conceal carry, put my hands above my head, all that shit, because I ain't trying to get fucking shot.
Right, you don't want to be the Philander Castillo.
Yeah.
So, well, I'm coming up on the end here, but I'll leave another one just to finish it.
All right, right on, man.
He's got Anthony part two and three here. There's one in between, but I'm going to play the part twos and part three real quick just to do them in a row.
So just to finish up the story, so I'm up against the squad car. I got my hands up on my head and all that shit, and they're searching me, and they pull my piece, and they're running my license and all that shit. And,
hold his penis.
Fucking cops pat me down. He's like, oh, Mr. Huss, I smell a little bit of weed on you tonight. And
that happened to me here the other day at work. I got here at work, like 9:30. It was a little late. I had dropped my kid off. Anyway, a guy says to me, hey, man, you smell like weed. I'm like, holy shit, what a coincidence. I just smoked a bunch of weed in the car. Anyway.
Yes. What's that from Hancock? Well, that movie Hancock. She's like, you smell like liquor. He's like, because I've been drinking, bitch.
Anyway.
There's a little voice in my head that's like, shut the fuck up. Don't say a fucking thing, you idiot.
You should listen
like,
to that voice.
They could take your ass to jail for this and, you know, all that shit. So I didn't say anything, and he just kind of laughed a little bit, let it go. And they're looking at my license, and they're like, where, you know, do you know where the fuck you are? Because at that time, I lived in a nicer area. And they were just thinking, like, you know, dumb white kid. But in reality, we were fucking around the north side for years, especially in high school. But so I said, yeah, I know where the fuck I am. And he just kind of laughed again. And so he made us sit on the curb, and they're asking us questions. And one of the cops was actually another Hmong. And he had this big smile on his face. And he's like, so where'd your Asian friend go? And we kind of looked around. And at that time, that's when we realized, like, where the fuck is Tommy? Tommy fucking disappeared. Like,
he knocked him out. I'm seeing where this is going.
Where the fuck is he? And I'm looking around, and his house is like a couple blocks down. It was in eyesight. You know, you could see it.
He booked it.
I'm like, well, officer. And I'm like, he was with us, and he ran back to his house, I think. And the Hmong dudes start fucking laughing, because I'm pretty sure he had to have known that it was mainly a black and Hmong neighborhood. So I'm sitting there, and my dumbass, I was wearing an Outlaws biker gang t-shirt under my hoodie that was unzipped, and they're like, then they start questioning me about fucking if I was part of the Outlaws, and you know, they recognized the shirt, and I was like, no guys, I'm like, I'm not a fucking outlaw.
I got this at Spencer's.
But in the end, they ended up fucking letting us go. You know, it's kind of fucked up, even though they caught us in those circumstances. They really just wanted to see what we were doing, because I guess there was like a bunch of break-ins in that area and shit like that. And the cop was just telling me like that they appreciate people carrying because it makes their job easier and shit like that.
How?
So it was kind of cool. Wow. They were shooting shit with us, and they're like,
I didn't say wow. I said how. How does that make a cop's job easier whenever people carry guns?
They're taking responsibility for their own defense.
Yeah, like... I don't know. I got nothing.
I'm going to have to wonder about that one for a while.
Oh, you know, they're looking at my gun, nice piece and all that shit. But just the fact that they could have fucked up our whole night over some dumb shit like that. Normally I don't have the best time with cops. I've been arrested before, you know, shit like that.
I hear you.
And I'll tell you, don't ever get fucking arrested in the state of Illinois, because even if the cops feel bad for you, they're still taking your ass.
Yeah, they're going to be a cocksucker.
I just thought it was fucking hilarious, and that's the one time that I had a good experience with police, unfortunately. And we didn't have any problems due to race or any of that shit. So, anyways, thanks for listening. Bye, guys.
Hey, no problem. All right, leave another one next time, man.
He did. There's more.
Oh.
Oh, there's another one. Well, I guess
those of you that are wondering, I did go back and get that blunt, and we fucking smoked the shit out of it.
I'm talking about. Right.
I was just going to ask that.
Now we have closure. Yeah.
That night.
But, well, no, I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, sorry.
A devilish laugh threw me off.
And I guess the last comment I got to make, well, again, I'm day drinking, so I'm a little fucking drunk.
Fair enough.
The inner city cops that I have dealt with mm-hmm. have been cooler, and they've let shit gone, you know, let go of. And I think they deal with more. They deal with the worst. So they let a lot of that shit go because it's wasting their time. Definitely fuck small time cops, because like them small towns and cities and shit, because I grew up in a small town and that's all they did was harass us as kids. Fuck them motherfuckers. They're out to get you.
Yes.
Inner city cops, most of them I've dealt with are pretty cool. My uncle is an inner city cop down in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
I used to live there.
And all the shit he tells me, and you know, a little interesting little tidbit of information is that he said a lot of them will ignore the calls from a known dickhead cop. Like a cop that is usually in the wrong, that's a fucking asshole for no reason, like power trips. He was telling me that they usually ignore those calls unless they absolutely have to go.
So like, all right, this is Officer Dickhead. We got a code 69 with some fucking kids over here. You got to just come here. And they're just going to ignore that.
Yeah, like, yeah, well, you know what? Take care of it. They're 14, guy. Yeah.
You say code 69? Man, fuck
that. You
don't
need backup.
So that's like an interesting little tidbit, you know, and all the other shit he was explaining to me. Like, they let a lot go. Like, when I was younger, they used to chase me around in my dirt bike. And, you know, in a small town I grew up in. And
they used to chase me around on my dirt bike. Sorry.
But they didn't catch him.
And he was telling me, like, when he sees the kids out there fucking around on a mini bike and stuff, he's like, you know, he either just watches them or he tells them, like, hey, you know, you guys are raising hell. Go put that thing away. Because otherwise, if I got to come back here, I'm going to take it away. And he's like, you know, generally don't have any problems with that. So it mainly it's just fuck these small time cops. Fuck the state troopers. Fuck all that shit.
I agree, dude. Fuck them.
They're all out to get you. They're all out to make money for the state. So,
yep. Objection.
I won't ramble too much more, but cheers, boys, and fuck you, Everett.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, that makes sense. I was giving him shit during the entire call. Yeah, he would add that at the end.
Of course.
It's obligatory.
Nah, man. Thanks, Anthony, for the call. Native, whatever, Native Pride. Thank you, buddy.
Native Pride, mate.
Stepping back a few voicemails to what I skipped. Here's an anonymous. These are always scary.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Hey there, buddy. It's Marissa Jansen.
Oh.
I don't really have cop story per se. Like heard, I've always heard. Been able to get out of like tickets and
that's okay. You got carte blanche.
How?
She has boobs.
No, how did she get out the ticket? Oh, that's how she got out the ticket.
I mean,
we're discussing that.
Okay, yes, but we're saying that.
And Bowie.
Well,
not always, but I'm 9 times out of 10 I'm able to get out of tickets.
How you doing?
A woman cop.
The police in the town that I live in, they're
just saying, you know what the statistics are for women to men cop? It's a 10-to-1 ratio, which is exactly the amount she gets out of tickets.
There it is.
10 men to 1 woman?
It's obvious.
Well, 9 men to 1 woman.
Yeah.
9 to 1, we'll say that then.
Pretty aggressive. And the last time I was pulled over, my tags had been expired for 2 years. I had no car insurance.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. It, see, that's how you can get
you
it.
You pulled over for that. Tags well, out 2 years. Right.
You
years.
But you know what? That's financially smart. If you can get away with it for 2 years, you've done saved $140 twice. On tags.
140. It didn't cost 140.
It's now like, I think it does. I think they increased it. Yeah, it was like 110.
Yeah.
I just got them and I was surprised. It was more.
Anyway. So yeah, if you get away for 2 years, then the fucking ticket pays for itself. You've already saved enough money to pay that ticket plus.
Yeah, but think, okay, if you're perfectly law-abiding, other than that, you're fine. But for somebody like us who's shifty as fuck.
Not me. Maybe you.
Like, so you want to have any dumb reason for a cop to pull you over, like your tag's being expired.
You know the old saying.
Anymore, I don't have reasons.
Don't break the law while you're breaking the law.
Even still, if you're holding even a small amount of weed, you want no excuses to have interaction with a cop.
Tail lights.
What? They're not. It's
not legal yet, and it's an excuse for
I can have pot in my pocket, and all they're going to do is take it away and give me a little ticket.
But why bother having that interaction? I get you, but it's like you want that. You're like, let a motherfucker try. Let a motherfucker take my 3 grams. I'll freak out on a cop.
It could be 3 flakes of weed.
I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to avoid that motherfucker over there because he's going to waste my time. He's probably going to give me shit. So I'm just going to do whatever I can.
I talked to the police station yesterday about the show, remember?
Tell you what, if I was fucking the minority and I knew shit was going down, I probably shouldn't say that. I need some dick to make sure I wasn't getting beat by a cop or shot by a cop. I don't care.
I called the chief of police yesterday. And then I called the deputy chief because the chief wouldn't answer. And the deputy, I'm like, hey, man, would you mind, answering a few questions for me just about some protocol, this and that? And he's like, yeah, but I'm in a meeting. And I'm like, ooh, okay. But I, and this is after I'd already told him my name.
He was kind of dickish about it. But
yeah, well, that's, he's a police officer. Yeah. But, you know.
And in the middle of a meeting, probably.
Maybe. Let's be serious. He probably fucking wasn't in the middle of a meeting.
Might have been, you
know.
Fucking
meetings,
you have. Benefit of the doubt.
Oh, it was first of the month, though.
Yeah. Anyway. Had like a... Marissa, back to Marissa.
My license was revoked. And
okay. Let's go back to this real quick. She got pulled over. No tags. That's why they pulled
insurance.
They couldn't have known about the insurance. They couldn't have known about her license.
Right.
Boy, oh boy, does that add up quick.
Smiled pretty, and I batted my pretty little eyes, and I left without even a citation.
Yeah. So,
I mean, and it all really just kind of depends if you have that female.
Coming from the guy that fucking got off on 120 to go to jail.
Horse shit as well. I didn't bat my goddamn eyes, though.
You think she's making this up?
I cooperated.
No, he said it's
I didn't
horse
use
shit.
My
got
feminine.
Break.
I didn't use my feminine wiles.
Yeah. No, but you used your favor.
I cooperated and was not a dickhead to the cop, and that helped out a lot in my favor. I think the moral of the story is, you know.
Privilege, but I wanted to add in, not to forget the fact that people like to take advantage of other people's misconduct. So don't forget that. Don't forget to mention that, you know, there's a lot of fuckery that people like to blame on other people. Like this one guy who broke into this woman's house and she shot him. And like the whole community is just like, you gotta stop killing our kids. And I'm like, but he broke into the house.
Yeah, you break into a house,
so,
you know.
Like,
you
what
shot.
Are you doing? So yeah, there's a lot of that shit going on. But anyhow, that's all I really wanted to say. Listen to my podcast. You know I had to do a shameless fucking
podcast. No, hit it.
Well, what's the name?
Listen to my podcast, the Queen Stable Podcast, available on 11 different platforms. Follow me on Instagram at TQT Podcast.
She's doing good. She's doing
all
right,
real
well.
That's
not too bad at all, man.
I'm going to win it back here for a little bit.
Follow me on Instagram at TQT Podcast. All right, that's it. I'm going to leave you alone.
Later, Marissa.
See ya.
Shit.
And look at what Victor says. I got ticketed for expired tags, no insurance. Is that $560 for both? Uh-huh. Plus, you get surcharge for no insurance, $500. Oh, extra. Fuck that, yeah.
Well, in Illinois, what happens?
Still fucking insurance.
So sorry, brother.
What happens in Illinois?
$1,000.
The rest of us go ahead and pay our insurance every single month, so I don't feel bad about it.
What happens in Illinois is if you get insurance before your court date, they throw that out.
Which is also horseshit.
Why?
Because you didn't have it.
You've corrected the problem.
Yeah, but you still, I don't know, man. You, at the time, it's like, you know what? I shot somebody, but after the fact, I learned that you shouldn't shoot somebody. No harm, no foul.
I don't think
I
that's
imagine
a proper
it's not.
Analogy.
That's way over.
Yeah,
but,
having
it's
like
it's
more
fucking apples and oranges. Everett.
It's way over.
Yeah,
but
not having insurance.
But the
I'm
point is
that. Making people buy insurance. The hell with that.
Yeah, well, fair enough. But the law.
Riding,
is the
how
law.
About riding a motorcycle with your helmet? You have to have a helmet.
If that's
why?
The law, then wear the helmet.
Yeah, but why?
Why?
For your own good, huh?
Because
that's,
seatbelts.
See, that's exactly right, though. That for your why? If there's
enough of this own good shit. Seatbelts.
Yeah.
You want to kill yourself? It's your business.
I don't completely
they
disagree
with
you.
They got the pods now. You know, you can just get in and fucking do it.
I mean, we can sit here all day long and talk about what laws are dumb, but the fact of the matter is it's a law and you have to abide it because this is the society we live in. Just because you don't like
Marissa
the law.
Marissa didn't have to abide by it. She flashed a smile and got away.
All you
got
to
well,
do.
Which is a break in the system.
Well, and that's
and
what I'm
don't
saying.
Blame her.
Who's always told me that you just try to get
exploit
the loopholes
the
in the system every
right.
fuck time. Don't work against it.
I didn't say I say do your best you can within the system.
And exploit it and use loopholes.
If
yes.
you can. I never said loopholes.
You did.
No, I didn't. All right, next voicemail.
He did.
No, I didn't. This is anonymous, by the way. Maybe. Anybody there? Prank caller, wrong number.
They butt dialed us, huh?
How do you butt dial us on our website?
You got to be peeping shit out and then put it in your pocket and then hit the voicemail thing.
Hey, let's keep going. Maybe there's something here. I'm going to skip forward a little. Oh, no, there's something there. Listen.
Turn it up.
It's up all the way. I heard the word Los Angeles.
Los Angeles,
I heard
for sure.
That too.
I don't even know who that was, man.
Call back.
I can't. Can't do
no,
that.
No, whoever it was.
Oh, yeah. So I said, I can't call them back. But if they want to call back, please do.
How many we got left? I have to meeting. It's 11 o'clock.
Two more.
All right,
here we go. OG Paul.
Hey, guys. OG Paul Weezy here of the
what
show.
Up? What up,
love
Paul?
You guys. Hey, just want to say that for this October, if you guys are going to do any of the scary stories
might
like
well.
You did before.
Dude, we ought to do that again. The Reddit fucking paranormal tales and shit.
It's October. Everyone should
got
be.
To.
Yeah, today or tomorrow one, let's get together
format.
And plan this out.
Gotcha.
The podcast. I love them. See what kind of spooky stuff you guys doing this time. Yeah, take care, guys.
Good okay, fucking
OG.
Call.
Yeah.
What's up, OG? Paul Weezy. This dude's a legit. I like this guy. He well, subs OG? To my Twitch channel.
Well, he follows you around like a puppy. You
always in there. I wish he was in the group so and I knew who he was. I bet it's a Paul, just a random Paul that I've not said anything to in
could
the group.
Be.
Could but
be.
But anyway.
Anyway, last one, Russell Burns. Maybe you heard of him. He's in the chat right now.
I just wanted to comment on what y'all were talking about with the schools. When I was in high school, I did not excel. My teachers thought I was going to be a dropout. At 18, I ended up graduating high school at 18.
Yeah, boy.
I joined the military. I did 10 years. I got out to start my family. And I used the GI Bill and went to college. And I have a associate's now. I excelled
excellent.
Really good in school. I'm looking at going back to school next fall for my bachelor's. And I started my own business. So
what's your business?
I heard that Jeff the Janitor, what he was saying, and I just wanted to say, man, it's never too late. You know, if I did it, anybody can. Well, oh, yeah. I'm a team fuck Eric.
Man, come on. Yes. For real?
Yes.
Who is this?
Russell.
Russell Burns.
Very intelligent
young
man. I thought
we were fucking cool. I thought we were
but
cool,
that, some people are just later bloomers. He did it the right way. You do your thing. You go in the Army or wherever he did. And you got the GI Bill. Goes for free.
A lot of people aren't going to like this, but that's one of the great things about capitalism. For the most part, if you work hard, you can get ahead. Sometimes bad shit happens.
Of course.
But that's why I hate fucking socialism and all that. It's just like everybody take it for free. No incentive. Fucking freedom fucking tax they give us every month now, $1,000 a month.
Freedom dividend. They don't give us that yet.
It's for your own good, though.
That's a plan that Anthony...
It's fucking
bullshit. But it's for your own good.
It's bullshit is what it is.
Well, damn right.
How is that bullshit?
Tell Bernie.
How is that bullshit, but fucking giving a motherfucker a seatbelt ticket is not fucking bullshit?
I find that much easier to... I'll think of every motherfucker in America.
You must wear your seatbelt.
Thank you, Bernie. Thank you.
Put the seatbelt on, no?
All right. Well, let's cut it short. Eric's got to run. Unfortunately, it wasn't too short. We had a pretty long show today.
Yeah,
it's over an hour.
How long have we been on? We've been live for.
Well,
hour
we
half.
Switched fucking things too. Yeah. So.
Well, thanks for all the calls. Those are great.
We appreciate it, Mel.
And I'm not creepy.
A little.
Team Eric. Oh, fuck you, ZC. Just kidding. All right, guys. We'll catch you all next Wednesday. Maybe we'll do the fucking haunted stories. I don't know.
We're gonna have to do something for Halloween month.
Oh yeah, well, whole, we got a whole month.
How about three shows in a row of haunted shit? Jeez. Like that'd be cool.
You think we'll have that much content?
Hey, Graves has a good point here. If the government starts giving us $1,000 a month, how much do you think a seatbelt ticket will cost? More.
Everything more. Costs more.
Why?
It's inflation.
All right.
It's exactly
I am creepy.
Inflation.
You're right, Native. All right.
I wouldn't say he's creepy. I wouldn't sleep with you, but that's just me.
All right, how guys. Much do we have to drink?
None.
Oh, okay.
All right, no, check out our website, SerialTalkPodcast.com. Google us up. Follow us on all of our social media platforms.
Twitter, Facebook, no Insta, Snapchat, all that.
info@SerialTalkPodcast.
For the emails.
If you want to send us an email for next show, we should start with that at the beginning of this so people...
Yeah, you're right.
We will never remember.
We should have that. Is it on the thing? It's not even on the thing.
Yeah, it should be. I need to redo that whole fucking overlay for this.
Yeah, it's not even on the thing.
Actually, I'm working on a whole new format for in here. We can talk about it. It'll probably be a month or two before it's ready. We're going to get a whole bunch of stationary mounted cameras. We got a couple guys waiting in the back now to start a real production on this show. Camera switches live during the shit.
Shit's about to get insane for Surreal Talk. It's going to be real cool. We're talking some fucking muscle.
Well, I don't know about that. But all right, guys. We'll catch y'all. We'll catch y'all next week. Thanks.
Later.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.